This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know what Mark Zuckerberg's doing? You know what Mark Zuckerberg's doing? It came out more than 5 years ago in his own company documents when whistleblowers warned the world that he was trying to isolate people to be only on Facebook and to be depressed and alone so that avatars or fake computer identities would be their only friends, thus taking full control of the user's mind. That's just a beta test for what's now rolling out with Facebook claiming ownership of the metaverse and buying up hundreds of VR companies and now trying to force its users and employees to solely live in a fantasy world controlled and orchestrated by Zuckerberg and the organizations that he works with. This priest class wants to lock us in our five senses here in the third dimension. And to do that, they're creating an artificial electronic prison or matrix to seduce us into giving up control of our bodies and our minds. This is the greatest deception ever. Evil is digging in because it knows humanity is waking up and that group consciousness is forming and that we are beginning to transcend the third dimension. Everything that's being launched against us is an attempt to hold us in the third dimension and not just enslave us, but finally completely destroy us and absorb our energy into this system they're building. This is beyond the satanic ritual. This is beyond anything you've read about in science fiction, because this is actually happening in the real world today. And we have discovered their secrets. We've discovered how to stop them. And we have put it all together in an easy-to-understand system that gives you the tools to not just defeat the globalists, but to transcend to the next level. It's so important for all of you that already know this innately and have already witnessed this for yourself to understand you are the leaders of the future that must go to the next level so that you and I and others working together can free the rest of humanity before they get trapped in this artificial matrix system the globalists are building.
All I'm offering is the truth.
The film The Matrix, made in 1999, is not original. Documents came out in 1990 from the late 1970s where NASA and DARPA were developing a plan very similar to The Matrix. And all that information is now public. They're attempting to seduce us to give up our five senses, not just holding us in the third dimension, but actually creating an artificial slave system so that they can turn us into their programmable slaves. Humanity are not robots, no matter how many times Ray Kurzweil and the social engineers tell us this. But they are trying to turn us into robots. That's why in December of 2021, we are launching Reset Wars. Find out more information at ResetWars.com.
Allow me a personal question. I know that you don't particularly, that you're not particularly fond of answering personal questions, but you and your wife, Dr. Tuerchi, you play such a central role in the development of the virus, in the development of the virus, in the development of the virus. I have heard that you yourself have not taken the vaccine yet. Why not?
So I am legally not allowed to take the vaccine at the moment. We of course consider to make that possible. It is more important for us that our co-workers and partners get vaccinated. So our goal is to produce more than 1.3 billion doses in 2021, and that can only be done if we can really continue to work 24/7 without any interruption, and we need to ensure that we protect the co-workers and our team members from COVID-19 infection, because that would mean interruption and delay and waste of vaccine doses, and therefore we consider to make an extra batch independent from the European contingent available to collaboration partners who are supporting us and to our team members.
But I understand why are you not legally allowed to take the vaccine?
Because you know that that there is a priority. The vaccine is not allowed desire to be taken outside of this priority list. And what is also important, we were
so there's the Moderna CEO. We'll be right back with Gary Franke. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com. Gary Franchi in studio.
In the
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, quite the intro there. Gary Franchi, my old friend on this guy, more than 16 years. Came into town. We got a steak last night in this dystopia. There's still some good things left, though they're trying to get rid of those. And, wow, so much to talk about. You know, he started the Lone Lantern Society more than 16 years ago. Went up and spoke at a big event. He had with thousands of people in Chicago. And over the years, he's got hundreds and hundreds of millions of views on multiple big, very exciting channels that he's developed, the Next News Network, that is on many, many platforms, at Gary Franchi on Twitter. Gary, good to have you here with us, man.
Alex, it's great to be here in your studio. It's been a long time since I've been here. Last time I was here, we were filming the William Lewis documentary, Camp FEMA 2, and that film has been so prophetic for the times that we're living in right now.
Wow, yeah, they're now announcing that the lockdowns are permanent and that the masks are permanent and that you've got to take multiple shots a year that's permanent. It's being announced in Europe, being announced in New Zealand, being announced in Canada, and Democrats are now announcing it here.
Well, that's a terrifying prospect to consider. I know that we are going to have a lot of pushback across the country, and that pushback is absolutely necessary to preserve the freedoms we have in this country, the Constitution, that prevents that type of authoritarian element to force vaccines on the American people. And the American people need to recognize that we will not be coerced, we will not be forced into accepting these things. Now, if people want to take them, that's fine. That's on them. Let them do what they're going to do. That's the point of freedom, is that we have the opportunity to choose.
Yeah, you can go buy a gun at the store and blow your head off if you want.
If you want to do that.
What do you do about the children, though, when the parents want to give this experimental crap to their children? When mommy wants to become Dr. Mengele's mistress?
Well, I think that when they have implemented this into the schools and they're removing parental consent, we have to be fully on guard. You know, I have friends.
Think about this. The left doesn't want you to be able to spank your children, but they want to be able to inject children. The state's trying to even, like you said, circumvent parents.
Well, that's what the state wants to do. That's authoritarian dictatorship happening in this country, and they're doing it through the public school systems.
You're right. I mean, this is authoritarianism 101. It's everything we always warned of, Gary. It's here.
You know what, Alex? Years ago, when we would present this information on the multiple media channels that we've been using over the years to get the message out to the American people, we've been warning about this, and now it is here. It's at our doorstep. It is unfolding. And it is terrifying to watch.
Absolutely. They put together, just our archivist did, because it was all over the news about the CIA running and protecting pedophile rings. And the archivist just very quickly put together like a 10-minute clips going back 15-plus years, 20 years in this first clip. Alex Jones exposes elite pedophile rings long ago. We probably need to change that headline to something, with the actual original date decades ago. But, I mean, this is really a seedy system, beyond seedy, that's running things.
Well, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is happening right now. No one's talking about it. No one in the mainstream press is. I mean, look, we had the Rittenhouse trial, right? That was on every single media outlet. He was being demonized on CNN, MSNBC, all the channels were demonizing him. They couldn't stop talking about it, and then they freak out when he gets off. But where's the coverage on Ghislaine Maxwell? All we get is a sketch. We get a sketch artist and a couple transcripts that are difficult to even locate. They're sweeping this all under the rug. They don't want the American people to hear what's actually happening at the highest levels in government. And Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein are only the tip of the iceberg, because they're just one faction in the greater scheme that the elite are using children and sex and blackmail to control the political elite.
Well, that's right. And we also have this student up in Michigan that shot some people and killed them. Horrible, terrible, punishing, death penalty, whatever. But then they arrest the parents. Now they're talking about arresting the school because they didn't search his bags properly. And we know every facet about them. But then a guy runs over 40-something people, kills six. Oh, it's an accident. It's a tragedy because he's black. I mean, that agenda there, too, is incredible.
What we're witnessing through the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, all the channels out there, they're putting out these narratives, and they are just, I mean, the media is destroying this country like beyond anything we've ever seen. And that is exactly why I started Next News Network. That's why you are doing what you're doing with InfoWars, because we can recognize these narratives. We can push back against these narratives. We have to correct the narratives, because they've got satellites. They've got the broadcast. They've got the cable channels. And people, you can talk to people, Alex. You can tell where they get their talking points. You can tell which channels they're watching just based on the messaging that they are, the argument points that they throw back at you. But thankfully, InfoWars, Next News Network, we are pushing back against these false narratives every single day. And if we don't push back against these false narratives, if we don't continue to fight with true information, truth, we're going to lose this country. And that's why every single day I work behind the scenes in front of the camera like you, so we can correct narratives.
Yeah, just your YouTube channel's got hundreds of millions of views.
We were the first conservative news YouTube channel to break a billion views.
A billion, see?
Billion. And I don't know where your channel was when you got deplatformed from YouTube, so I can't speak to that number that you have.
It's 5 billion, but this is great that you're well. How many billions of views?
1.3 billion views on YouTube right now. We've got over 2 million subscribers. And the whole channel was designed because I didn't like what I saw them doing to Ron Paul back in 2012. I said, I'm never going to let this happen again. I watched how.
When did we first meet?
We met
2006.
It was like 2006 or 7. We were at a Chicago conference for 9/11 Truth. We were marching in the street together. My wife was there. It was my buddy Chad. He was there, and that's really where we met.
Crazy.
For the first time.
But I mean, I was going off UN documents back then that they planned to do all this. That's how we knew the plan was there, because we knew these are serious groups. We were warning people. Now it's here. And so I don't know what they do about our credibility. I'm not trying to brag. We're in danger because of this. Not just me, all of us. People now listen to us because they know we're not lying. So as things get worse, we get more powerful, which puts us in more danger. So we all need your prayers. I mean, this is like being a test pilot getting shot up on a rocket here, folks, I can tell you. And you're all under attack as well. You're all under attack. I'm just saying, you imagine the position we're in. It's crazy.
I remember when Hillary Clinton she brought you up by name.
Yeah.
Because you're so effective. You know, right after the election, Hillary was out there also in Australia. She was talking about all the headlines and stuff we were reporting on as well. I mean, we are effective. Our voices are effective. And that's why they are so terrified, because their agenda has been in play for a very long time, Alex. You know this. You have been talking about this for years. Their agenda has been in play. Now this is their end game. They're using COVID as the end game to push their totalitarian agenda. Years ago, when we put out that first movie, or the second movie, the Camp FEMA 2, and we talked about SARS, we talked about the bird flu, we talked about the concentration camps and how the National Guard would be used to...
You know, I totally forgot those FEMA films that Weren't you the producer? I can't remember.
Me, William Lewis and I produced the
That's right. I mean, I know you were in it. I know you were here helping run it. But, yeah, we ought to take that and get clips. That predicted it all, too.
Yeah.
How they would use the virus to take over.
Yeah. And now, and we were conspiracy theorists when we talk about it. And now look where we are. You know, the Chicago Tribune was putting on a hit piece on me, and they were goading me on Twitter. Like, oh, where are the concentration camps, Franchi? Oh, I'm sorry. They're in Australia. Okay. Yeah, coming to America soon.
And it's on the CDC site that they're going to turn all the neighborhoods into camps and have armed guards. They call it a shielding in place. And even the, quote, healthy, the children will be taken from homes to government shield facilities for their safety. So, and then we have the head of the UN program, Dr. Ryan, saying, we're going to come in and take your kids from you. And he's just smiling with his dirty, ugly teeth. I mean, these freaking people are evil.
The people, they're evil. This is an overarching demonic and satanic agenda. You know, I'm a Christian. I can see the signs. I can see the writing on the wall. The Lord demanded us, commanded us to recognize the signs of the season. And I believe that we are truly and firmly
in the
signs of his.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Well, Sony just fired a major executive, got caught up in a reported pedophile sting. Oh, there's none of this going on. The corporate media says Alex Jones is wrong. Jeffrey Epstein is totally innocent. Everything's fine. We'll talk about some of this coming up next segment, but I wanted to get back to the whole COVID tyranny rollout with Gary Franchi of the Next News Network. Gary, I want to play you a few clips here. Here is the mayor of New York, the outgoing mayor de Blasio, announcing a vaccine mandate for all private sector employees in New York City, even though federal courts have already blocked Biden three times. They're now just doing an end run around like the left always does at the city level, trying to push an illegal gene therapy on people that totally violates the Nuremberg Code. I mean, this is war crimes business. Here is, I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but if I was going to cast somebody for a movie about pedophiles and there was like a King Daddy pedophile, it'd be de Blasio and his minion would be Brian Stelter. So we don't know if he's molesting children, but we know he wants to stick deadly needles in them full of deadly poison. Here it is.
We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now.
The prolific Ben Garrison, graphic artist, political cartoonist artist that I know you're a fan of, Gary, he put out one last week that I'm going to actually order a print of and hang on the wall. And it shows the elephant in the room, says vaccines don't work, with Fauci as a clown announcing, oh, now you got to get your booster shot. Israel's moving on to their fourth and fifth shots. Europe's moving to its third and fourth shots. And everywhere you have the highest inoculation levels, you have the highest levels of people being sick. So the elephant in the room is it doesn't work. And I can't believe they're still moving forward with this crap, Gary.
Well, they're putting these injections into people's bodies. And then suddenly you see this spike in infections across the country, across the world. What does that tell you? Does it tell you that the vaccine is people are shedding? They're walking around. The vaccine is creating the Delta variant that they're so concerned about, the Omicron variant. You know, these are questions that need to be answered.
How do we get the message out that the elephant in the room is that the vaccines don't work?
Well, you have to keep talking. You cannot be silent. When you look at the data that is out there, you can only present the data. But here's what's crazy, is that even when you present the data, whatever social medium you decide to present it on, then you get slapped with this fact check and this censorship warning. And even when you're presenting actual data from the CDC or the World Health Organization or actual medical studies, that's what blows my mind, Alex.
Well, exactly. Senator Paul's been censored multiple times by YouTube for Senate speeches where he read an Israeli study and others about how learned immunity is much better than the shot. Well, that's not even true. He was helping them, saying, oh, it has better immunity, natural immunity than the shot. The shot actually erases your immunity and all the major studies, completely gone in 6 months. And after that, it actually drops your natural immunity level that you already actually had. So now the American Heart Association got censored by Twitter last week for pointing out that the vaccines aren't vaccines and say on the insert, it can give you a heart attack.
Well, and then you had, I believe it was it Forbes? I think a Forbes writer. They rewrote the headline after he said that the mRNA actually does alter your DNA, and then there was outcry, and he had changed this as the headline. I mean, they are rewriting the information that the news articles that go out there that do speak truth. They get backlash, and then, oh my goodness, we need to change the story because people are waking up, and it's even happening in the mainstream press, and that's what's terrifying.
Absolutely. Now, if you look at how bad New Zealand and Australia are, I don't know if you saw it earlier, right before you came on, we played the clip of the Prime Minister of New Zealand saying, oh, yeah, this is never going to end. You're always going to have new shots. You're always going to have a vaccine passport, which we always knew was coming. And now in a bunch of different Democrat strongholds, including the state of Oregon, they are announcing permanent masks.
Permanent masking in Oregon?
Here it is. Oregon moves to make indoor mask mandate permanent, but it gets better. I have the KATU newscast. We'll play next segment. But in it, they say permanent does not mean permanent. So
what does it mean?
This is 1984. See, they're just see how it works?
Yeah. You know, up is down, left is, you know, left is right, you know, black is white. You know, this is the world we're living in. And it's all biblical, Alex. It goes all the way back to Scripture. You and I have, and the people watching right now have a front row seat to the end of the world. So make sure your soul is ready. Because
I was about to say this morning, I was just really upset about all this. Now they're killing the children and hurting them right now, and I was feeling really guilty. And really, the Holy Spirit just said, "Listen, this is about the Spirit. It's about doing the right thing, and it's about choices people make." And so just be as hardcore as you can and try to protect the children and warn people, and then I'll do the rest. God helps those that help themselves.
We just have to make sure that we, as a nation, we have to turn back to God, and we have to have politicians in place who are actually going to fulfill the will of the people. We just recently had 80 Republicans who signed on to a bill that would create a vaccine database of people who were all vaccinated or not. 80 Republicans who did this.
I mean, all new cars in the infrastructure bill now starting next year to have tracker chips where the government can track everything you do and kill your car.
And also have a alcohol blow tube or some sort of mechanism to gauge if you've had any alcohol. So what if you have a glass of wine with dinner? Now suddenly you can't drive your wife home?
And it's reported back. This is the nanny state. So everybody thought, oh, the home assistant's here to help me. No, the home assistant's going to be in your car whether you like it or not. Well, excuse me, sir, you've turned your assistant off. Any reason you've turned your assistant off?
But we're conspiracy theorists when we go ahead and present this information. We're demonized for speaking the truth. While the mainstream media continues to push they are the ones pushing misinformation on the American people. When they go ahead and say you have to have a mask forever, you take multiple booster shots when they can show you the data that these things are ineffective.
Gary, how bad is it going to get before it gets better? I mean, I hear what you're saying. I guess it just means Antichrist, world government, end of the world stuff. I mean, 5-10 years? I mean, how long?
You know, the Lord is the only one who knows a date, Alex. All we can do is continue to attempt to extend the dispensation of grace that the Lord has. He's the only one that can extend that deadline, right? He's the only one. So when we have shows like yours, shows like mine, I believe that we are doing the Lord's work by awakening the American people, by extending that dispensation of grace, allowing this nation to repent, allowing the American people to move forward and find the elected officials who will listen to the American people, hold those accountable who are in office, so that we can prolong this time.
Just like with Nineveh and Jonah going, they got a 100-year reprieve. This is a live, third-dimensional, non-simulation war game, folks. Every culture knows it. Everybody knows it. The Bible's clear, and you now, the globalists, know it. This is a war game. This is a war game, and it's to see if you're a good soul or a bad soul. And right now, you're about to get tested heavily. Join with Satan, and you'll be bound to that energy for eternity. In the Phantom Zone. I don't think that's the place you want to go. We'll play those clips I mentioned and more with Gary Franchi straight ahead. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York are announcing forced inoculations of children 5 or up, or they can't go outside. And now in Oregon, they have put through an emergency regulation saying that it's permanent, that masks will be worn forever. And by the way, CNN last year ran a headline saying it'll be like seatbelts. So we knew their plan. And we'll talk with Gary Franchi of Next News Network in a moment about why they're so obsessed with these masks and how it's the symbol of slavery and beyond. But here is a clip out of local television news where they are happily on KATU reporting this dystopia and adding that little twist at the end that permanent is not permanent. 4 plus 4 does not equal 8. 1 plus 1 does not equal 2. Black is not black. White is not white. Green is not green. Sky is not blue. And these vaccines work wonderfully. That's why they don't work. You've got to take more of them. Here it is.
Permanent, you know, that might scare a lot of people. They might think, oh my gosh, are we going to be masking for forever? What does a permanent ruling do? Why not just extend the temporary rule?
Permanent means indefinitely. It doesn't necessarily mean permanent. We could repeal it as well. But we are only allowed to have a temporary rule for 180 days. And if anything that goes beyond 180 days, we cannot extend it temporarily. It's either, you know, adopt it formally or let it.
And in the UK, they're now putting up signs officially saying don't talk while you eat. That can release the virus. And don't look at people in the eyes. Australia also has signs up saying don't look at people. Looking at people is now a crime as well, Gary.
Did he just say 180 days? That's their permanent window? Is that what he said? Because I remember, you know, we're coming on 2 years now, 15 days to flatten the curve, 180 days. They're not going to extend that when they don't need to?
Yeah, if 15 days is now 2 years, then 180 days would basically be like 50 years?
Yeah, and that's permanent, right? I don't know how listen, we've already seen the Biden mandates get struck down, but when you have these elements happening at the state level, you're going to see a mass exodus from these states. Like, people are fleeing to Texas. They're fleeing to Tennessee. They're fleeing to Florida for a reason, because those governors there are not playing the game. And you're going to see a mass exodus. We're already seeing it, Alex.
Well, that's right. They love the mask, and they've talked about this in some of their psychological memos that have come out. It's a symbol of fear. It's a symbol you're like a patient. Everyone is bad. Everyone's got to be suspect. Everybody's got to be tracked. There's an article on Infowars.com today. I'm going to dig through my stack and pull it out here, where it lays out all the quotes by the UN and all these corporations saying, oh, soon you'll have to have the smart app, and it'll track everywhere you go. Oh, it'll be the carbon tax app. Oh, and it'll be your social credit score. They're admitting it all.
When I see people walking around with masks, you can only pity them. You know, I went into a restaurant just the other day. Signs everywhere. It says masks. You must wear a mask to enter this. And I just walked in. I wasn't wearing a mask. Everybody is wearing a mask. Everybody. This is in the Chicago area. And people just looked at me like, what is this guy, crazy? Like, I'm the moron? I'm the lunatic? No. People out there walking around with these masks, driving their cars with masks on, riding bikes with masks, motorcycles with masks. It is a sign of slavery. And I will stand by that, and I will not be a slave. Sadly, when you travel commercial, if you want to get to Austin, Texas, you got to put the mask on.
I can't breathe with one on my face.
No, I can't stand it.
I mean, look at this guy in the school spraying disinfectant. And all these disinfectants, if they're not organic, and most of them aren't, lower fertility, are very carcinogenic.
Well, who stands to gain from all this? It's pharma. If everyone gets cancer, then everyone can go get those treatments, and then they make all this money. I mean, it's a big, sick cycle that needs to be broken, and we are breaking it every single day with truth and information, awakening the American people, awakening the globe to the times that we are living in. If we do not stand up and speak out and resist, we will lose this nation, we will lose freedom all over the planet.
Trudeau is just as bad as the leaders in Australia and New Zealand. And Trudeau said he wants to be like a Chinese dictator just a few years ago. He wanted to be like Xi Jinping. And he said, what system do you like the most? He said, communist China's dictatorship. Dictatorships really get things done. Get things done. You've got upwards of 40% of the public knows how to take these shots. Now people that have taken the two have gotten so sick. Polls show over 70% of them are saying they're not going to take a third or fourth shot. And so he says, well, you can't get on planes, you can't get on trains now. As of a law, that executive action, that, you know, a dictatorial action, as of last week. And now they're going, you know what, we had said you can go in grocery stores, but actually, no, we're telling the stores to not let you go in and to harass you. And if they don't, they'll basically have liability. Here's a newscast out of Canada.
Also, under level one, masks are required in outdoor public spaces when physical distancing cannot be maintained. Physical distancing is required in public spaces where proof of vaccination is not required. That means that malls, grocery stores, retail stores, and salons and spas must enforce physical distancing between patrons. Alternatively, they also have the option of requiring proof of full vaccination from all patrons, but we will leave that decision up to individual businesses.
So this is indentured servitude. The mask isn't just a symbol of slavery. They're just putting toxins in us. They're making globally. It's all the same UN corporate plan where these directives go out. The nanny state lawyers threaten all these towns and cities, oh, you better get on board because of liability. But the real liability is the tyranny that this is setting up.
I mean, I remember when this thing started, Alex. I was talking to a friend of mine, Jenny Mercier, and she's a doctor. And I said, listen, I said, Jenny, this is all going to be over soon, right? This virus is going to run its course. It's going to do its bell curve. It's going to hit critical mass, and it's going to be over. And she's like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. But when they have implemented all of these quote-unquote safeguards with the masking, with the social distancing, they have prevented the actual virus from running its true course, and they've turned that 15-day to flatten the curve, that curve has been stretched out over such a period, and now they're forcing these injections on people, only creating more and more variants, and it's elongating the problem so that they can usher in their authoritarian rule.
That's right. Now they admit it's, oh, guess what? It's for carbon taxes. It's for social credit score. We're going to lock you down using this now forever. They are admitting forever and ever and ever. This is their plan.
When I saw some video recently, I believe it was in France, there were people out there with grocery carts, and they were trying to get in just to get food, Alex. And they said, oh, if you don't show your vaccine, your proof of vaccination, you're not going to eat. Now, I don't know if this is, you know, some people have compare this to perhaps the mark of the beast. I don't know if that's the case at this point. But the fact of the matter is that you have this, you have to show your papers just to go and get food.
And then notice the trap. Oh, sorry, the first three shots didn't work. Israel's moving to its fourth and says then there'll be a fifth. This is a formula to literally be able to put in our body what they want, when they want, in whatever way.
They are using this as a method to break down society, to break down humanity.
And just get you used to showing your papers.
Yeah, that's what they want. Now, you know, history is clearly repeating itself. Look what's happening in Austria, Germany, Australia. I mean, we've seen the template before, show your papers, or guess what? You're going to get carted off to a camp, and you're going to be incinerated. All right.
And it's a worldwide program run by the UN.
This is what's happening. We are at the precipice of this now, and if people don't recognize that, then they will just be the victims of it.
When we come back, I want to explain to viewers and listeners, I know most of you probably know this, but why they're doing this. This is just putting the chains on us and getting us immobilized for what they're really planning to do. I'm going to tell you what they're planning to do with Gary Franchi of the Next News Network straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Shotgun with us. We have a investigative journalist on whistleblowers in the UK exposing on record how the government used COVID-19 as a pretext to do not resuscitate and not give treatment to thousands and thousands of elderly people to kill them, some of which were awake and conscious and happy. This is a death cult of mad scientist eugenicists that want to set the precedent for total control. So that guest will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So definitely look forward to that coming up. Gary, I want to get your take on this from your own deep research. Obviously, COVID is just the pretext to get their world government in. What happens once they really get their total control of the resources and the infrastructure in place? What is the New World Order's plan? What's their endgame?
You know, that's a million-dollar question, Alex. Once they have everything in place, and we're watching the authoritarian state put its claws down, dig deep, using all these COVID and global warming and carbon taxes as their excuse to, you know, force you to change the light bulbs in your house. But when they get there, then what? Are they just going to start exterminating people like we see the Georgia Guidestones? You know, get the population
500 million.
500 million people?
Well, that's the thing is all the estimates are if you cut half the carbon use and kill several billion people in a decade and cause giant wars, and they say they're doing that.
So what's the point here? I mean, do they
want
to...
By 2030, they want carbon use cut in half. By 2035, they want it down to net zero.
So are they just going to kill off their tax base? They love the control.
Well, that's it. People think, quote, they have stolen the world through fraud. So and they've got all this fiat money. They're delusional. They think they don't need us anymore. So we're not just something that's worthless. We have a negative value like garbage they want to dispose of. And so the public has to understand that everything that comes out of neoliberalism and this whole leftist movement is about devaluing human life and training you to accept the murder of others, but then you're going to be next. I mean, that's really all this is a barbarous human sacrifice death cult.
Well, it's about control. It always has been about control, because when the wealthy have all the money, okay, what's the next thing? They want to be able to control humanity, control society.
It's the power trip. They want
a power trip.
They want old corrupt kings. They wanted to kidnap people's wives and rape them. That's what this is. But now they want to rape us with their GMO.
Well, that's why we need to continue to speak. We need to continue to fight. We need to continue to wake up the American people every single day, Alex. We have to extend the dispensation of grace so that these satanic elitists do not control us. Thankfully, we live in a country with a constitution where the founders had enough foresight to give us the ability to keep and bear arms, to protect the free state, to have a free press in this country.
That's where I was going next. America's got a lot of problems. I get ashamed of the decadence sometimes and the evil, but there's also so much good in this nation. There's our children that we know are good, and it's our job to defend them. But then you compare the rest of the world. Again, we are the best house in a bad neighborhood, man.
Well, you can see it. When you look at Austria, you look at Germany, you look at Italy, you look at Greece, Australia, you can see those nations that don't have a constitutional structure. Canada as well. You see these nations and how they are falling so quickly to the authoritarian COVID rule. Because we have a constitution in place, we are the last bastion of freedom in this world.
And because we think we have rights, which we do. The Constitution doesn't give us our rights. It simply enshrines them and puts up guards around it to protect it so that we value it and defend it. So that's the only reason. It's like a seawall that's there. But if we don't repair it and defend it and build it up, it will wash away.
We have to remember that these rights exist. They are just because it's on a piece of paper doesn't mean anything. Those rights were granted and created by our Heavenly Father. And we have to live out those rights. We have to live out those freedoms. Because
it's just like muscles. We're born with muscles, but if we don't use them, they atrophy, we die. We've got to use the damn muscles, folks.
We have a very serious problem because the public school systems are not teaching freedom. They're teaching that because of the color of your skin, you're inherently a racist through critical race theory.
Clearly, whoever pushes that is a communist enemy liar.
So we need to make sure we raise up our children to understand the power of our founding fathers. Now, they were not without sin, Alex. Of course, they were slave owners. They enslaved humans on their own properties. And then they wrote this beautiful document. We have to remember the words that they put on paper through that.
Although, they tried to get rid of it even then, but the point is they were born into it, exactly. And then their idea helped it transcend out of it worldwide.
And that's why we have to remember them. We have to say our founders' names when they want everyone running around screaming, you know, Breonna Taylor's name, when they tell Rand Paul that he and his wife, when the mob is descending upon them in Washington, D.C., and they're screaming with and holding bricks saying, you must say Breonna Taylor's name, we must never forget to say the founder's name, even if they try to take those statues down, try to rename.
Well, that's why they're now saying get rid of the flag, get rid of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson statues being taken down in New York. Teddy Roosevelt was like the biggest Republican ever for civil rights and got a bunch of stuff passed, and they took him down because he's a white guy. And again, this is the globalist want you to hate the Bill of Rights and Constitution because it's a shield. Those old white dudes are all dead. Thank God they thought up these ideas that the whole world mimicked. But see, America has to fall into tyranny, and then nobody's going to oppose the UN world government takeover worldwide.
Alex, when I saw that Thomas Jefferson statue coming down in New York City, I wept. I did a report on that. I remember when the news first broke about it, and then when it came out, I wept when I saw that happening.
Remember, Trump just said 3 years ago, he said, if they can take down Robert E. Lee, they can take down Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, and by God, they're doing it, folks.
They're doing it. They're trying to rewrite history, erase the mark of freedom the founders left, and that's why we must stand firm every single day.
And remember, Colin Kaepernick came out against the Betsy Ross flag, called it white supremacist, and Nike pulled the shoes when Betsy Ross was one of the first abolitionists.
Yeah.
I mean, because they don't care, folks. It's about the power of the mega corporations that run slave camps in China to sell you shoes made by slaves and tell you your flag's bad because that flag's got a Constitutional Bill of Rights they want to get rid of.
And then
how dumb. It'd be like saying your lifeboat in the middle of the ocean is racist, so you just stab it with a knife.
And then the corporate media just goes right along with it, pushing and amplifying the narrative into the masses. When the masses are sitting down and they're flipping through the channel, you know, you and I were watching CNN last night in my hotel room, just like watching these people present
you,
these
Yeah, you were. You invited me up there, and it was nice we hung out, but my God, why did you have CNN on?
Well, because I'm monitoring the enemy transmission.
No, I get it. Exactly. I get it.
I'm like, I'm gonna put this on, and I want to see what they're saying. And what the words that were coming out of their mouths, I think it was the 7 o'clock hour, too. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Cuomo's time slot?
Yeah.
It was Cuomo's time slot. So they had some news anchor there. But the point is that the mainstream media continues to amplify these narratives, brainwashing the American people into believing these lies. And that's why we have to continue to go on InfoWars. We have to continue to spread the links of all your channels, my channels, to the four corners of the earth. Because everything is at stake, and it's all happening right now.
Well, that's something I want to get in with you for a little bit in the next hour ahead of the special guest we've got joining us. And that is what they're covering up right now with the Cuomo possible sexual harassment. Not, oh, a woman says he did. Maybe a woman said he did. And so now we're all diverted off the giant Mossad CIA child kidnapping rings that blackmailed and took control of the government. We're not talking about that now. No, we're talking about Cuomo might have harassed a woman. That's the big giant crime, and that's how they distract.
Oh, but meanwhile, they won't talk about Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. They're going to talk about Cuomo getting fired, and then there's a memo that's circulating about maybe he did something. Okay, he probably did. You know, let the dust settle. We'll figure it out.
He hit on a woman years ago at another network.
Oh my God. He hit on a woman?
He hit on her.
Are you allowed to do that anymore?
But notice, that's the big crime. Not helping your brother cover up over 20,000 old people they murdered. That's okay. Murdering old people's a good thing. Just don't ask a woman out, because that makes new children.
Yeah, and that's how they divert the story, redirect, brainwash the masses, so that you are looking in the other direction.
Well, I also learned how much the media lies. I mean, I always knew they lied, but I mean, they had a Daily Mail article a few years ago literally saying that I wear swastika shoes and that I was asking a woman out. 100% lies.
Let me check. Hang on. No swastika shoes.
No swastika shoes. 100. I mean, but see, they tell a lie so big, Gary, that people go, well, it's got to be true. I mean, they're not going to say he's got swastika shoes and, you know.
Well, wasn't it Hitler that said if you tell a lie often enough?
Big enough, yeah.
Big enough. That people are going to believe it. How could it not be true?
Gary, let's go to break. Let's come back. Gary Franchi, Next News Network. Please don't forget, today's the last day to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 50% off all our best-selling items like DNA Force Plus, Prostaguard back in stock, 50% off, and, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids, so good for your immune system, great for adults and children, really good for old folks, people with brown skin that don't absorb enough sunlight. Everybody needs it. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. Hour number 3 with Gary Franchi. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.